It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Put it up on the board. Another rapper shot down from the mouth that roars. 1, 2, 3, down for the count. The result of my lyrics, so yes, no doubt. Go rock, rap, 49 and Supreme is what I choose and I use. I never lose to a team. I can go solo like a Tyson Polo. Make a fly girl wanna have my follow. Run in the room, hanging on the wall. In remembrance that I rock them all. Suckers, talk so humble. You can't rock the kids, so go cut your cheese. Take this application to rhymes like these. My rap's red hot, 110 degrees. So don't start basing, I'll start placing. Bats on that, you'll be disgracing. You and your mind for a beat and a rhyme. A time for a crime,
oh,
I can't
yeah.
find. I show you my gun, my Uzi weighs a ton. Because I'm public enemy number one.
One. 98.5 The Sports Hub, a little redo of Public Enemy number one off the new Public Enemy album.
Is that Terminator X with him too?
He's on some tracks.
Okay.
This is Run.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool that they got Run to do something on this album. DMC can't speak anymore,
no,
right?
No, like he's on the track. Voice. No, he's on the track.
Really? Oh, okay. I thought Daryl McDaniel's voice got shot out like years ago. Maybe it was just a temporary thing.
On this track, he's anti-alcohol. Oh. Anti-alcohol, baby. He had to struggle with alcohol addiction, and now he is not doing that anymore.
Well, that is obviously a good thing for him. That was really good. I like that album.
Oh, you got it. Public Enemy number one was the off of Takes the Nation of Millions. That was the track.
Mm-hmm.
The Beastie Boys are on that. They don't rap. They knew better. But then Run and DMC are on that. Very, very nice. All right. Rich, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving are speaking.
I don't know where to start. Let's just start with Kyrie Irving, just because, I mean, it's already started. But this Nets team, we've known it was going to happen, and the implosion just seems inevitable. I first want to play a clip. He spoke yesterday on a podcast, him and Kevin Durant all palling around. And by the way, they admitted on the podcast everything that we knew about how they were staging a coup at the All-Star game. Well, Kyrie was a member of the Celtics, and he went and was talking to Kevin Durant, and the video went viral. Everyone was like, oh, I bet they're planning on playing together. And boy, did he just get, how dare you ask those questions of me? I'm with the Celtics. Whoa, the media twists things with and then they end up admitting for everyone to hear that, yes, that's indeed what they were doing. I hate that guy. But on top of that, they got Steve Nash as a coach. Now, I saw this quote going around. I'm going to play it because, to be quite honest, I think it was taken out of context. Still, just that the words came out of his mouth are a little jackass. This isn't what I'm really mad about, but let's play this anyway. Here's Kyrie talking about, you know, tell me about the coach of this team.
We don't need somebody to come in and put their coaching philosophy on everything that we're doing and change up the wheel and, yo, you guys need to start doing this. And we start running on the first day of practice. It's just like, no, I don't really see us having a head coach. You know what I mean? Like, KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Jacques Vaughn could do it one day. It could be. It's a collaborative effort, I think, on our part.
I mean, that sounds really bad. I mean, that sounds like, all right.
Yeah, can you imagine walking into that?
Oh.
And by the way, the coach you had a really good thing going. He had a whole good thing going. He had made a unit of guys that weren't
overachievers.
Weren't expected to do much, but you have to. The thing that's funny is you have to remember that these guys are elite athletes. And so you've taken a, but now you don't have a killer. You don't have a guy that's going to go out. You don't have a LeBron. You don't have an A number one. Okay. That's someone you're going to need eventually. But you've made a unit of, you've taken these elite athletes and you've made a cohesive unit from them. You have these revolutionary training techniques. You are a coach that's on the very front lines of the new. We all agree on this, right?
Kenny Atkinson was the best of the next wave of young head coaches.
Right,
yes.
And then you just say, it'll bring these guys in. And one in Kyrie, by the way, while magnificently talented, has proved nothing on his own, except that he's a disaster. So if you look at the history...
He can't
lead a team. He's a disaster
on
his own.
He's a team killer. It's not that he's a disaster. He's a team killer.
Which is disastrous. And so all he's proven is he's a disaster. And so congratulations. But we needed to get KD in. But, you know, and then we had to bring in their pal, 7 foot
DeAndre Jordan,
brick hands, to come in as well. So, Curry.
Yeah.
So if you're afraid of Brooklyn next year, I got news for you. Nope. And by the way, old ass KD coming off an injury. He didn't even go to St. John's University.
We all know that the New York media is very patient for this kind of thing. The New York media very, very patient when you're supposed to be good and you suck.
And by the way, I'll take character in the NBA Finals, too. I'll take a guy who sucks it up and wants to win. And there's no two guys of more esteemed character than Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I want them calling the shots. And if I'm a young player on the team, I have two options. One, to become exasperated with them and check out. Or two, to buy in and think that I am some kind of superstar that's above it all. Well, I don't have the talent.
The two of them are the leaders. They handle criticism so well,
yeah,
the both
they're
of
great.
Them.
They're both great.
Yeah. I really cannot wait to see what happens with these guys next season.
The only reason I'm not like super pissed at that clip right there, like if that was the only thing I heard, it'd be all right. But I actually went back and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. For about the 5 minutes before, they are heaping praise on Steve Nash. Like, they're just going off on, and I mean, almost overly praising the guy. So I just want to make sure, in fairness, because I hate Kyrie Irving, that I at least give him that. Because this next clip can't be defended. This is Kyrie talking about how great it is to finally be with a guy like Kevin Durant.
One thing I've always been comfortable with is, you know, I felt like I was the best option on every team I played for. You know, down the stretch. This is the first time in my career where I could look down and be like, that can make that shot too.
Jackass, you played with LeBron effing James.
You played with the second best player of all time.
Are you out of your mind? This prick, I swear to God. And you know what? And I knew this was going to happen afterwards. I knew Kyrie was going to say, why are you guys are all wrong. You're twisting into something. No, you said that you've been the go-to guy on every team that you've been on. And for the first time, you feel that you can defer to somebody so they can take that burden of being the greatest off your shoulders. God, I almost swore. Okay, here is Kyrie Irving. We knew this was going to happen after the massive backlash because he loves himself some LeBron James. Remember how like after they lost that one Celtics game, I called LeBron, I apologized to him, and I was like, you know, LeBron, you were right.
Boy, being a leader is kind of tough.
Okay, so here is Kyrie, who went out to his little Instagram thing here and was just like, you all, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, he's
why must
checkers.
It always be brother against brother?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Good question.
If I'm addressing anyone, I'll say their name. Come on, y'all. Don't listen to the false narratives. Let people live their lives. It's just a game. Talk about the art. Talk about the sport. You talk openly. You talk freely. But because we live in a click-based society, it becomes something bigger. You don't have to defend it. That's just what media is. It's entertainment.
Yes.
I'm not going to let it put me against anybody anymore at any point.
Because
that's not what it's about. We talk freely, openly, and that's our society.
I don't care.
Here's the deal, and it's one of the most aggravating things in the world. He's a shilling. He's a complete idiot that is told things. The I understand what he's thinking of, but he doesn't have the ability to ascertain the information correctly and to digest the information correctly and to be able to relay it correctly. So he's an idiot. And by the way, it's your livelihood, your art. And yes, it is entertainment, but it's also your livelihood and the livelihood of the people that you're talking about. Again, yes, it is entertainment. Yes, at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything. But when you talk about it and you make concrete statements and people talk about them, which is my livelihood, you're going to get called on it, stupid. And do I go home and worry about you? No, but you're an idiot.
He's the guy who gets stuck next to at a party who says he's like some, you know, like intellectual or whatever.
No, he's
like,
Kurt Schilling. He's Kurt Schilling. He's a total moron that's trying to spit some Eastern philosophy at you. Meanwhile, he says these things about people, then he turns around and acts like he's above the fray. Screw you. Then don't do media. Sit home and meditate. I mean, yeah, see, just go, man, I don't, whatever, you know. Everyone knows him, listens to him, he's a moron.
I just know, the most insulting thing, and he did this with that discussion that he had with Kevin Durant, it's that he'll do something that is completely filled with jackassery. Someone will question it and say, why did you do that? And they'll go, you guys are the idiots, not me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you guys are imagining things. I didn't say, well, I would have named this person by name. Well, you know what you did? You said, finally, I have someone, because I haven't had someone
yeah
before.
Who's Kevin Durant, and then we have to go through the guys you played with. You made the statement.
That's right.
You made that, but we didn't get it.
But we're the idiots.
That's right, because we didn't get it, because it was cloaked language wrapped in the teachings of the Buddha.
Yeah,
go
we cracked the code,
I'm
big guy.
LeBron James.
We figured it out.
Go screw.
I'm defending LeBron James.
You're talking in mystical rivers, riddles, dummy. Yes. If only we could sit down and you know, access the deeper parts of our consciousness so we could finally come up with the answers to your riddles, stupid. All right, great. I meditate, by the way, and I don't get what you're saying, so you're far more enlightened than I am. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Well, all right, Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramids. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Lightyear group.
985 the Sports Hub. Lots of intrigue around the Bruins right now as the draft is next week. Fluto Shinzawa is the go-to guy, senior writer for The Athletic. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Shinzawa, hello, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Very interesting. All right. So there is a lot of talk of a deal for Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who is a 29-year-old defenseman from the Coyotes. Big-time deal. He is would be the highest-paid player on the Bruins if he was to be dealt. So let's start with this. Why the interest in Oliver Ekman-Larsson from the Bruins?
If you look at the player, 29 years old, left shot defenseman, which is critical because of what they're going to lose in Torrey Krug. And that's just a position that they've been trying to reinforce for a long time, to have a all-around defenseman. This guy plays power play, penalty kill. I think most important is the five-on-five minutes. Is that, I think, given their situations with Torrey and Matt Grzelcyk, it's just at times it was a challenge for the coaching staff just because of their size. You can't disguise the fact that they're both smaller defensemen, so they would get in situations where it would be tough to put them out there for consecutive shifts against larger forwards. So Ekman-Larsson, 6'2", 200 pounds, not a physical defenseman, but long, smart, positionally sound, good stick. So he'll defend in that way. It also gives them a bridge to get to perhaps the next generation of high-end players. We all know the ages of their high-end players, 34, 35, 43 in one case was Zdeno. So they're trying to get to the next generation, and he's kind of that in-between player in terms of his age. He's there with the Charlie Coyle, that type of player where they think or they hope that they can bridge up to that type of team where they have rebuilt by then. So, but it's a big ticket price, and in all situations, it makes $8.5 million a year, full no-move protection, and of course, there's the ask from Arizona, which is going to be high.
Okay, what's the ask? What are we talking about? Because obviously, there is salary considerations that they have to move, also the capital that they're going to have to send off. What are we thinking here?
All right. Well, that's one of the reasons that Arizona would be even willing to move him because of how much he makes. And the Bruins are in okay financial shape in terms of cap room. They're not like Toronto and Tampa where they have to get rid of players just to be compliant. So there's that. They can afford to, maybe not the full price, maybe there's some money going back out the door, but they are one of the teams in terms of the few contenders that can add salary. Now, traditionally, this would start with the first-round pick, so that's going to make it tricky because the Bruins don't have it. They moved it to Anaheim in the Cache deal. And this is where it gets tricky. Okay, well, after that, if you don't have a first-rounder, what are your assets that a team like Arizona would want? It would be DeBrusque. And it would be Carlo, not necessarily both, but certainly one of the two. So if you're the Bruins, you circle back and say, okay, is that what we want to do? Do we want to give up what might be your future long-term second-line left wing in Jake and a solidified second-pair right-side guy in Brandon Carlo right behind Charlie McAvoy? That's going to be the trick. And ultimately, is that going to be enough? The reports are that Vancouver is also in the mix. Will they be able to get together a package that will be better than whatever Vancouver is offering? Remains to be seen.
All right, let's talk about Tuukka Rask. There's reports that there's been trade talk involving him. I'm just interested in what you've heard about his future with the organization.
I think that would be more exploratory, just because of, okay, this is twice now, and then the second time at the most critical time that he's had to leave. So, of course, you don't want to go in another situation where Tuukka leaves the team shorthanded for whatever reason. But on the other side, there's been no signal in terms of drop-off in performance for next year, certainly. Second in Vezina Trophy voting, so he still gives you the best chance of being a successful team. So does that necessarily make you a better team? I don't know. That would trigger a whole lot of issues in terms of, okay, well, you're not going to get back that kind of quality goalie in return. You would have to go out and pursue another trade or sign somebody on the open market because Halak, as good as he's been the last couple of years, that's a tough ask for him to be the 1A from now on, and Vlader isn't ready to be his backup. So I think the chatter out there right now is that the Bruins are listening just to see, okay, is there something there? Will that ultimately lead to something? I don't think it's likely, but they're listening.
All right, so is the organization disappointed in Tuukka right now?
I think there's some of that, yes. That it's just the timing was, it couldn't have been worse. Now, there's been complete, across the board, 100%, okay, we understand why he had to leave, for whatever reason that was, and they're in full support of him. And from what I understand, the room would be okay. The players are of course, they were caught off guard, but it's not like they would have a problem with Tuca coming back next year and doing what he does for them. So there's that, but yes, there was. How could you not be on the morning of Game 3 in the playoffs? And then from what he said before, in terms of just not worrying about his results, and it was kind of accumulating from that perspective. And then to have that happen, yeah, that's going to be. Any team would be in that situation. So it's tricky, and there's a bit of nuance there in terms of, okay, this is still a very good goalie. He's been a good player for a long time. He's well-liked by his teammates, but you'd like some reliability in terms of your goalie.
Yeah, and I guess Swayman's 21, and you got to think about the expansion draft and everything else when it comes to what you're going to do with your goaltending situation.
Still a nice hole card to have for the future.
But Fluto, you're my go-to guy. If I if we have a radio, we know who's in the front office. We know the personalities of the two guys in charge of the team. Tuca and them oil and water them. You agree with that?
I'm not sure that I would go to that degree, but it comes back to the reliability.
Yeah.
To go into the playoffs and then not know again. Okay. If say Tuca comes back next year, and how can you can't say for certain now that you can depend on this guy for every start that you pencil him in for, just because it's happened twice now that he's had to take a leave of absence. So it's a very, very challenging way for any GM and president, for Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, to operate knowing, okay, we've been through this before. What's to say this doesn't happen again?
Yeah.
So it's strictly from that perspective, I think.
If they end up trading Tuca, or if he's no longer on the team next season, can this team win a championship
next year? No. Clearly Tampa was the better team, but it might have come. I think it would have been closer, just because of Yarrow's been good, but Tuca is a better goalie. And then if he moves on next year, you're not going to get that. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get that kind of quality goalie back. So do you have anything ready to be Yarrow's partner in the system right now? No. Is there an option out there for a backup for 1A, 1B? Yes, but that would cost assets. That would cost resources. You'd be introducing a new goalie into a system that they're not familiar with. That's difficult. It's not easy for any goalie to adjust. This has been a perfect situation. Even before with Anton, a great setup that they've had. This template has now been adopted across the league just because of how successful it's been in Boston with Tuca, Yarrow, Anton, whoever. And to have that disrupted, that would be a significant issue for them next year.
See, that's why it just seems to me like they wouldn't pull the trigger on it. As tempting as it would be, and I know that they think of them.
It doesn't make them better. It doesn't.
Yeah, right. What would the return be, do you think, on Rask?
Not high, just because the other team, okay, he has 1 year left on his deal. No guarantee that he's coming back after it or will be interested in signing an extension. And then you have to build in the price. The acquiring team is going to say, okay, well, this has happened twice for you guys. What's to say it's not going to happen for us? You have to build in a discount knowing that you don't know the family, and let's not forget he has no trade protection.
Right.
So there's all these barriers in place that make it seem okay. You understand why they would listen, but is it ultimately going to happen? I have a tough time believing it's going to happen.
All right, Fluto Shinzawa, read all about him as the The world turns on this Bruins team. Should be a very interesting offseason. Thank you so much for the time. Read them on The Athletic. Thank you so much for the time, Mr. Flutoshinzawa.
My pleasure, guys.
All right, there you go. Flutoshinzawa. Tuukka Rask.
And that's without even mentioning Jake DeBrusk and Charlie Coyle. Isn't he the other one that's
he talked about DeBrusk. Yeah, there's
Carlo. I'm sorry, not Charlie. Brandon Carlo. Right. Yeah,
that might go back to Arizona in a deal like that.
Yes. You know what I mean? As far as the structure of this team, if the Tuukka Rask thing is one deal. I just think that if you get rid of Tuukka, you're saying that we do not intend on winning next year. I don't think there's any other way to spin it because you're not going to get...
Or you do intend on winning and that you want a guy that shows up.
But it's about the talent, and that's what Flew was just talking about. You have to have another move to bring... If you plan on contending, if you get rid of Rask, you got to have another move in place to bring a viable goaltender back.
It's if there's imaginary talent and then there's actual person that can be in goal. And I will take the person that can be in goal every time. It's just how stingy other teams are going to be. I will say right now, I believe if the Bruins have their druthers, Tuukka Rask would not be on this team next year. But it would just have to be
a step back.
But by the way, Tuukka is not going to want to leave. He has a limited no movement clause. He's not going to want to leave, in my opinion. I don't know that, but he's going to make it difficult. And it's just going to be, if he's here, it's going to, in my opinion, going to be a very, very difficult situation for the team.
He has a modified no trade clause. He can list 15 teams that he can be traded to.
Okay.
So he can eliminate half the league, but it won't be as difficult as you think.
No, I know. I'm aware of his, but I just think he can make it difficult in other ways.
Sure.
So is he going to play? Yeah. Does he want to go? There's a lot. So there's a lot he can do. I think it's a very bad situation. We will be back. There will be a headline, and then we will go about our business.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One thing I've always been comfortable with is, you know, I felt like I was the best option on every team I played for, you know, down the stretch. This is the first time in my career where I could look down and be like, that can make that shot too.
You know what? I fear commitment, or do I really? DM me, call me, I'm here to listen. I was in London, be bumping up at the sound check. You say your life's a movie, you ain't left your town yet. My only bag is Louis, I got your back like Chewy. But now I'm solo, we don't have to chat about it, do we? I'm getting dope.
All the Star Wars references. 98.5 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Esoteric, our good friend Esoteric. Great stuff.
And as I said, it's going to be on NHL 21. That's awesome.
And if you are a collector of fine art, you can dive deep into the Czarface universe. There's tons and tons and tons of stuff to get involved with. So go out and check out Czarface. Check out Esoteric. He's over there on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Fred Toucher. I put a cute little video of my dog up. That's content right there.
You know what? I'm just now seeing that because I went to go look at the information on the Esoteric song, and my dog sleeps the exact same way. Like, it sleeps like a human. It gets under the covers, finds a way to get its head on the pillow, and sleeps with its head on the pillow with the covers on top of them.
Yeah, that's one for the ladies. If you go to @FredToucher on Instagram, follow my follower account. Remember yesterday, John, it was at 16.5. Now it's at 150,000.
Uh-huh.
Just from me seeing it on the air.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it went up leaps and bounds.
I understand.
But I put up the video of the dog sleeping like a human with the tail wagging, and now I added an F-bomb into the comment for the fellas.
Uh-huh.
So I got that going. There was talk of, very little talk, but there was talk of us being on the Howard Stern show yesterday, but alas, it was a replay from 2016 when I thought I was going to get to hang out on the Howard Stern show, but it was only an offer to go hang out on the after show. So, disappointment dose. Having to,
he's only live like a couple days a week, right?
I believe when he's on the air, it's Monday through Wednesday. In fact, I don't believe that I know that. It's Monday through Wednesday. So, I don't have satellite radio. But the Howard Stern show, it was just a replay of when I wife tried to devise something for the 40th. I'm a big Howard Stern fan, was a big Howard Stern fan growing up, and she was very nice and went through Cha-Cha. And there I was with Gary Delabate emailing back and forth, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll have a chance, not on the air or anything, but maybe I'd have a chance to, you know, go around the Stern show, see what does, see what happens. After all, I've been with another one of my radio idols, Phil Henry. I was able to sit in on his show.
He's the best. Like, there's, if you never heard
He ain't
Phil
on the
Henry
air
before,
no more, I don't think.
He's not. He quit a while back. But, I mean, he's so good that it just makes you want to give up. I mean,
he does something I don't want to do. But, yes, he's very good.
But he's so talented.
And the very unique.
Does, yeah, he's by himself in the studio. And every guest that's on his show, every controversial guest that pisses people off is him, and he has a phone in one hand and his microphone over here, and he is able to cut himself off from a conversation. He'll come up with a character that's so hateable, and he'll yell at the guy and just take calls, and people have no idea that it's him the entire time who's just trolling everyone.
Yeah, and if you ever wanted a job where you go, oh, boo-hoo, my job sucks, he's a great guy. But during that show, if you're a phone screener, he's got two of them.
Ooh.
It's a very bare-bones operation, but if you're a phone screener for him, that is one of the toughest jobs in radio. He's a really sweet, great guy. He's in a ton of TV shows. A bunch of comedians are huge fans.
He did King of the Hill, right?
He was on King of the Hill, but he was on You're the Worst. He was on New Girl.
He was the voice of intelligence from Team America, World Police.
So, but if you think, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, I got treated poorly at my radio station, be a phone screener for Phil Henry. Because one caller coming on and knowing what's going on in terms of him being the guest and the whole situation is thrown out the window. So, that's right, Phil Henry. So, that was the Howard Stern situation going on.
By the way, just real quick, this is something that the New York Times is just now writing regarding, you know, if you're just now waking
up.
So,
it's a lie.
Oh, yeah. So, take it for what it's worth. But, you know, if you didn't hear.
I subscribe.
Yesterday around 8 o'clock, Hope Hicks, who is one of the closest advisors of the president, it was leaked out that she had become positive for the, or had been tested positive for the coronavirus. She had been traveling on the plane from the debate. Also, she was in New Jersey at a fundraiser, and I'm sorry, not New Jersey. She was in, was it Michigan after that, after the debate? There was another town that was in Minnesota. She was in Minnesota after the debate, along on Air Force One, and she was in close contact with the president. And now the president, and the first lady, they are have tested positive for COVID. And you know, the crazy, one of the craziest things about all of this is that Hope Hicks got a positive test on Wednesday, and even though the White House knew about it, the next day, Donald Trump went to a fundraiser in New Jersey and was amongst a bunch of people. And on top of that, Kayleigh, is it McEnany, the press secretary? She was also next to him, and then she, you know, did her press conference, even though they knew that someone she'd been in close contact with had the coronavirus. But this is the strange thing. Now this is coming out. According to the New York Times, the president had what one person described as cold-like symptoms. They're talking about at this fundraiser in New Jersey. At a fundraiser, he attended his golf club in New Jersey on Thursday, where one attendee said the president came in contact with about 100 people. He seemed lethargic. That's another thing, too. They're coming out with videos where it sounds like his voice, you know, he had been losing his voice and it was raspy. I don't read anything into that. He's talking a lot. You might lose your voice. But now they're saying that they apparently saw him with cold-like symptoms and he was lethargic. Now, his doctor says that he's fine. In that letter that they threw out there, they said he was showing no symptoms. But now they're reporting that he was lethargic. So who knows what's going to happen. This, I mean, everything changes.
Well, lethargic
now
for him is superhuman for anyone else. So, I mean, when the baseline's full-on Trump, you know, lethargy is, I mean, what
my
is
doctor
that?
Said, I can't believe how fit you are.
Yes. But also the vice president, I guess, got tested this morning. He was in close contact with the president, and him and his wife both came up negative. But I mean, you know, there's reports now, and I had heard about this, but now, like, Chris Wallace, the moderator for that train wreck on Tuesday, was saying that when the thing was about to start, the right side of the room where Biden's people were, they all had their masks on, and everyone was asked to have a mask. But if you've seen the video now, Trump's family all has it off, including Melania and the rest of them, and many of them were on the plane as well. And so there's this list that's just insane of all the people who are right next to him who are all getting tested this morning, and it includes almost the entire Trump family, and Rudy Giuliani and Steve Mnuchin, who, by the way, has been meeting with Nancy Pelosi. So now Nancy Pelosi's getting tested. So, I mean, it's widespread. And it's going to be interesting to see how these debates are going to be scheduled after this, whether they're going to have a face-to-face second debate, because that's technically outside of the quarantine period. But if they're sick, you know, and also I don't know if like one side, you know, would agree to it even if the other side was healthy. Yeah, like, would Biden's people agree to a face-to-face thing?
Oh, hell yeah. But if I'm Biden, I do. I you got to have a debate if you're Biden. You don't want that on Zoom. You're riding high. You're riding a wave. You want as many. If I'm Biden, I want 700 debates. But there's two things. One, if I'm Biden, I want, there's two options. I want nothing or I want face-to-face debates. That's if I'm Biden. Because I don't, why screw with something that's working? Either I sit back and just go, that was the debate and I'm fine. Or I say, well, I don't want to debate you unless we're face-to-face, hoping on another implosion. So that's where I'm at if I'm Biden.
I mean,
so
that's a decent point, except for the fact that, you know, he might actually legitimately be scared that he'll get sick.
Nah,
like, that's the only other thing. But after 14 days, yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, they're far away from each other.
Here's what I would say. I'll do it in person. I don't want anyone else in there.
That's
I just
fair.
Want it to be us.
Yeah, there's no reason for anyone else to be in there.
Yeah, yeah. I think
all that stuff is fine. You have just a moderator and them. And then there you go. And so, yeah, that's not something. The camera people, the moderator, and them. Yeah, that's it. There's a very, I mean, you can do that. Sanitary is all hell. You put them all in there and you keep everyone far away from each other. And if that's the concern, absolutely. But if I'm Biden, I'm not acquiescing to anything. No, either we have face-to-face debates or no debates is what I would say. And I think that's a very reasonable request.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And if I'm Trump, I'm not going to say no to a face-to-face debate.
is people might say, I mean, they might try to spin in this whole thing. We'll see how it rides out. I don't know. Who can speculate? Everything crazy ends up happening, so who knows? Who knows? I mean, Rask could get traded the whole nine. Who knows?
Well, that's something that, I mean, that was the steam on that. It's no joke. Like, that's not just, like, one dude throwing that out there. Like, as you said, like, with Fluto on here and a bunch of other, this is something that is happening.
Yes.
Tuca's name is being shopped around.
Yep.
And I know why they're doing it, but they can't win without him. So it almost seems like next year's just a blow-off year, you know?
Nope. I think that they can, and I think that they will, and I think it's better for everyone. I don't think Tuca's going to want to go, and I think he's going to drag his feet and make it difficult, but I do ultimately think it's best for everyone if he leaves.
That may be true, but I agree with Rich. They can't win without him. He's a Vezina Trophy runner-up attitude.
Well, they proved that they can't win without him because he wasn't there.
Yeah. Yep. That's true. With Halak as your number one, you're not going to go nearly as far.
I think there's options available that I would rather have than have Tuukka Rask coming back.
I think
it's better for everyone.
Such as?
We don't have time. We're going to Cedric Maxwell. I can discuss this later.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.